Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to the, I've almost said the first chapter of Jude, but go ahead, first chapter of Jude. I'm all discombobulated here. The Father and kept for Christ Jesus. May mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Let me ask you a question. Are you good to yourself? Are you good to yourself? I mean, we're in the season of gift giving. By the way, how many of you are already done? Raise your hand if you're Kathy Claiborne is done. Wow. Well, good for you. Some of us haven't started. But we're in the season of gift giving. What gifts do you give yourself? And I don't mean stuff you go buy. As you open up this little postcard of Jude, he begins by reminding us of the gifts that we have. Gifts that are easy to forget. He says, you are called by God. What a gift. You are loved in God. What a gift. There are a lot of love-hate relationships in life. But I think none to be more volatile than the bathroom scale. Sometime after Christmas, we dust off the scale and survey the damage. And often we see three numbers that show up, a three-number combo we've never seen before, that sort of show up and slap us in the face. The problem with your bathroom scale is your bathroom scale knows no compassion. It doesn't understand sympathy or pity. Doesn't cut you a break. So I'm here to announce this morning that I am going on Shark Tank because I have a new invention. It's called the sympathy scale. You see, in the sympathy scale, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, it automatically is pre-programmed to knock off 10 pounds. And then you can program it with all of those New Year's resolutions, with all of the weight that you are going to lose. You can go ahead and pre-program that in advance. It will deduct that automatically in advance. The sympathy scale. I think it's a winner, you know. The problem is there's another scale in our bathroom that we tend to look at more than the bathroom scale, and that's the mirror. But it does the same thing. It can be very cold. It can be very calculating. It can be very unfeeling. It can be very unyielding. And sometimes we can become our own worst enemies, spitting out thoughts about ourselves that we would never say to anybody else. And those thoughts are very similar to those very cold and calculating numbers on the scale. We look into the mirror and are haunted. And we say to ourselves, I'm so stupid. I'm so weak. I'm so ashamed. I can't believe I did that again. I lost my patience with my wife. I lost my patience with my husband. I lost my patience with the kids again. I'm a lousy Christian. You ever do that? Let me make a suggestion. Stop. There ought to be a rule that says that you shouldn't say to yourself what you shouldn't say to anybody else. Anything you wouldn't say to them, don't say to you. Now, it is true that sometimes people lose their filter and they say unkind things to others. But generally speaking, it's easy to speak to ourselves in a way that we would never talk to anybody else. So back to my original question, are you kind to you? Do you give gifts of grace to yourself? Are you compassionate with you? Or has the bathroom mirror become like the bathroom scale? And we kind of look at it and just go, bah, humbug. You know. You got your notes in front of you? I tell you what all of us need to do. We need to make Jesus our hero. Are you called by God? Yes, you are. Are you loved by Him? Yes, you are. Are you kept for Jesus? Yes, you are. That's what Jude is telling us. And if we have these three gifts and we have them in abundance, then why are we so hard on ourselves? Well, I'll tell you why. Because we focus more on us than we do on Him. We expect us to be perfect. We expect us to be wise. We expect to be strong. And then when our expectation of ourselves isn't met, then we hate ourselves and we decide, I'm just this lousy person. But I'll tell you, if Jesus is my hero, then what that means is I'm going to focus on Him. And I'm going to focus on His life and His love and His grace. If Jesus is my hero, then His saving sacrifice is all I need. If Jesus is my hero, then I have hope. He is my hope and the only hope I need. When Jesus becomes my hero, He captures my life. That means He captures my thoughts. And all of this toxic thoughts about me start to dissipate and go away. And it's a good thing. Jude reminds us, you have three gifts. You are called. Open the gift. You are loved. Open the gift. You are kept. Open the gift. Because of those gifts, you are free. You are free to let go of the past. You are free to let go of your mistakes. You are free to let go of all of the worries. Because of those gifts, you are free. You are free to let go of what anybody else thinks about you. Because of those gifts, you are free to quit fretting over the fact that you aren't always perfect. You are free to be real. Because of those gifts, I can embrace who I am in Him. I don't have to be somebody I'm not. I don't have to go around comparing myself constantly with anybody else. I don't have to hate myself anymore. I can focus on Him. I can meditate on His love for me. I can cherish the gifts that make me invaluable to Him. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Fix your eyes on Jesus, it says. Not on yourself, but on Him. And the more I think about Him, the more I enjoy the gifts that He gives to me, the more at peace I can be with everybody else. Because the more at peace I am with me. That's the way that works. Take your Bible and go to the letter of Colossians. Colossians. If you've got a pen, if you've got a marker, if you've got a highlighter, let me do a little bullet point exercise with you. You ever done this? You ever gone through Scripture and just highlighted the truths that you need to think about? I looked in the book of Colossians. I just came up with 10. We could come up with 20, 30, 40. Doesn't matter. I just came up with 10. Look with me in Colossians 1 and verse 6. Let's start there. Which has come to you, just as in all the world, also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God. I write in my Bible out beside there, the gift of Jesus grace. The gift of Jesus grace. Look at verse 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Jesus' wisdom. Jesus' wisdom. What a gift. Verse 11. Strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. Jesus' power.
Jesus' power. Look at verse 13. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness. There's Jesus' rescue. Look in verse 16. All things have been created through him and for him. There's Jesus' creation. Verse 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. There's Jesus' strength. Look in verse 18. He himself will come to have first place in everything. There's Jesus' preeminence. Look in verse 22. You have been reconciled. There's Jesus' reconciliation. I'll skip over to chapter 2. Verse 13. Dead in transgressions and circumcision of your flesh, he has made you alive together with him, having forgiven us of all our transgressions. There's Jesus' forgiveness. Chapter 3, 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. There's Jesus' peace. You ever do that? You ever just go through Scripture and take a highlighter and think about the blessings you have and just begin to note them? That's just one little short excerpt in one little letter. There's hundreds of pages to explore. And the same results are going to be there. What's the point? The point is, the best antidote to self-defeating talk is Holy Spirit talk. It's Scripture. It's feeding your soul Scripture. It's nourishing yourself with the bread of life. It's to slake your thirst with spiritual words that will build you up. Psalm 19 and verse 10. Sweeter also than honey and the dripping of the honeycomb. What is? The words of God. His strength that comes through his word is greater than your weakness. What was it the Lord said to Paul? My power is perfected in your weakness. So you focus not on all of the weakness of yourself. How about focusing on his magnificence? Because if we focus on his magnificence, if we focus on his gifts, it changes everything. It changes the way you think. And it changes the way you feel. And it changes the way you live. When we meditate on these things, it's like just breathing in. It's just like breathing in pure oxygen. And after all, these are God-breathed words. So breathe them in. I tell you what all of us need to do. We need to get off the bathroom scale of self-defeat. Because here's the newsflash of Scripture. You matter. You matter. You matter not because earthly parents loved you. You matter not because you finally finished school and graduated. You matter not because some boy proposed to you. You matter not because your friends think you're just the greatest thing. You matter not because your kids think you're the greatest thing. Give them a few years. You matter because God has called you. You matter because God loves you. You matter because God has adopted you. You matter because God keeps you. We didn't read Colossians 3 and verse 12. Probably should have. He talks about those who are chosen of God, holy and beloved. One translation renders that, you are cherished and deeply loved. Look at that. You are cherished and deeply loved. That ought to be our song. That ought to be the words that just keep resonating in our minds. Hate to tell you, but not everybody's going to like you. So why don't you claim identity with the one who does? Why don't you claim connection and identity with the one that matters most? Why don't you focus on the gifts of his grace and love and acceptance? And stop all of the trash talking. You ever seen athletes trash talk? See that all the time. Well, we trash talk too. But the person we trash talk to happens to be self. We trash talk ourselves. Why don't we start speaking to ourselves as he speaks to us? Why don't we speak to self with some compassion?
and kindness and gentleness and grace. You know, when Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount about the golden rule, it cuts both ways. Treat others in the way you want to be treated. And then why don't you treat yourself the same way? When you treat yourself with kindness and respect, an amazing thing happens. You find it easier to treat other people the same way. So back to Jude verse 1. To those who are the called, beloved in God, and kept for Jesus Christ. You talk about three gifts. And then in verse 2, he gives three more. May mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. God not only gives the gifts, they keep multiplying, he says. They keep on giving. Because when you open these gifts, your life becomes a blessing to everybody else. And God will be glorified through you. And that's the whole purpose of it all. Called. Beloved. Kept. Those are my three words for the week. Highlight them in your Bible. Think about them. Live them. And thank God for Jude for reminding us of the gifts that he's given to us. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for the day. We're thankful for the blessings you provide us. We're thankful for the words of Scripture that we can read and understand. Father, we bow before you as mistake-prone people. We seek to do better and then we fail and fall again, and we pray that you will forgive us. We pray, Father, that we can look at ourselves through the eyes of your Son and help us to understand how much we are deeply loved. And then, Father, help us to show that to those who are around us. Not to be lifted up in pride at all, but just to be humbled by the fact that you could love us as you do. Please forgive us, please strengthen us, and please help us to be an example of grace to others as you have been so gracious to us. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for loving us and keeping us. And we thank you for calling us through the gospel of your dear Son. In his name we pray. Amen. We sing the song of invitation. If you're not a Christian, why don't you obey the gospel? Why don't you give your life to the one who gave his life for you? Be baptized for the remission of your sins. Can we help you? Please let us help you. While together we stand and sing.